Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Tennessee's House Republicans have withdrawn an amendment from their school voucher expansion bill. It would have worked in immigration verification for students. The House bill now focuses on increasing the number of vouchers from 20,000 to 35,000 next school year. That's slightly lower than Republicans' initial ambitions to double the program, which gives families public funds to pay the costs of attending private school. Still, the scaled-back proposal will cost the state an additional $114 million a year. Tennessee lawmakers are advancing legislation to give data centers options to produce their own power. It's had unanimous bipartisan support so far, and the conversation has focused on costs. But WPLN's Caroline Eggers says lawmakers have yet to acknowledge its potential impact on pollution.
State Senator Brent Taylor sponsored the bill. He says as data centers spread across Tennessee, he wants to ensure cheap electricity.
This is pretty straightforward legislation. It's designed to protect electrical customers from the growth of these large data centers.
But it's not that simple here in Tennessee. Electricity rates have gone up, but those are controlled by the Tennessee Valley Authority, and TVA is a federal utility. What is clear is that this bill allows data centers to produce their own power or buy power from an independent company. One example is Elon Musk's XAI data centers in Memphis. They're running on large, portable methane gas generators. An analysis this year found that one of the XAI facilities will pollute air enough to drive premature deaths, worsen asthma, and cause heart attacks. That type of fossil fuel use would go unregulated under the proposal. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org.